This is Alan Nathan of Radio America sitting in for Greg Corumbus and reporting for WorldNet Daily. First, the headlines. President Obama decides to bring the House Energy and Commerce Committee directly to the White House because its members have proven most resistant to his health care reform efforts. The task force designated to assess how Guantanamo detainees should be interrogated, incarcerated, and returned to other nations has been delayed by the president. The criticism has been stinging. The president's numbers continue to drop. The USA Gallup poll shows Obama with a 55% approval score, making him the 10th lowest since World War II when looking at the first 6 months in office. And there's pointed criticism against the president's overweight choice for the next Surgeon General because among her tasks will be advancing policy for the overweight. Now the stories. The president's decision to have the Democratic members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee brought to the White House was made to assuage its more fiscally conservative fellow Democrats to come on board. They're upset over costs, but they're equally concerned about surcharges falling on the wealthy that are disproportionate to their additional income, along with how it could add to the national debt to an extent from which we might not recover. The president, however, remains adamant and hopeful.
We will have a bill that assures that we're driving down costs over the long term, and in the short term, people have more security, and we have serious insurance reform.
The president has announced the six-month extension for the task force assigned to analyzing how best to interrogate, maintain, and release terror suspects currently held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Among the 229 detainees are the main operatives behind 9/11, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Ramzi bin al-Shib, and Abu Zubaydah. Mr. Obama had promised to close Guantanamo Bay by January of 2010, but the democratically led Congress has been unwilling to fund the relocation until the White House furnishes a plan that details their disposition. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that, quote, bipartisan majorities of both houses and the American people oppose closing Guantanamo without a plan, and several important questions remain unanswered, unquote. He added that it has become more obvious over time that the president had announced a goal with no strategy to achieve it.
Now, the second decision that I made was to order the closing of the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay.
The Washington Times reports that one anonymous senior White House official says that no decisions have yet been made for that quote-unquote category of detainees who, for a number of reasons, can't be prosecuted, but whom we believe violate the laws of war and pose a threat to the United States. In a USA Today Gallup poll, the president is number 10 in the lineup of 12 who have served since the end of World War II when gauging their first 6 months. Of the poll, USA Today's Susan Page writes, quote, for Obama, the timing of his slide in ratings is particularly unhelpful. He has intensified his push to pass health care bills in the House and Senate before Congress leaves on its August recess, unquote. The survey emphasizes drops in his handling of the economy, taxes, health care, and the deficit. But it's not all bad news. The poll finds that Mr. Obama enjoys majority support when respondents are asked about his management of Iraq, Afghanistan, and foreign affairs.
I am honored and I am humbled to be nominated to serve as United States Surgeon General. This is a physician's dream, but for me, it's more than just a job.
That's the president's choice for the next Surgeon General, one Dr. Regina Benjamin, a founder and CEO of Bayou La Batre Rural Health Clinic. She's additionally reputed as a MacArthur Grant genius, known for her lionized work at a medical clinic in post-Katrina, Alabama. She has additionally been criticized on blogs like Salon.com for being 40 pounds overweight. However, Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson Jenny Backus remains unapologetic, saying that Dr. Benjamin, quote, is a role model for all of us and will be an astounding Surgeon General, unquote. The question becomes, how can the overweight be a constructive example to the overweight? According to ABC News, Dr. Marcia Engel, former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, says that it is an issue. Dr. Engel opines that, quote, it tends to undermine her credibility, unquote. Once again, this is Alan Nathan of Radio America sitting in for Greg Corumbus and reporting for WorldNet Daily. You can check me out as Alan Nathan, host of Battleline, aired nationally on the Radio America Network, at www.alannathan.com.